All right, well, here we are on a freezing May day. It's May 23rd. Yesterday was, I think, the coldest day in May in history near Portland. And today feels like it's going to be much the same. I mean, it's just freezing. I'm just cold. I can't get warm. So to celebrate our freezing theme today, I'm going to talk for just a moment about some exciting Portland Winterhawks news. They beat the Saskatoon Blades in the Memorial Cup yesterday. So they're advancing to the semifinals in the Memorial Cup. Now, I have to admit, the Memorial Cup is a little bit of a mystery to me. So they played Halifax Mooseheads the first game and lost 7-4. Then they played, who did they play? Some round robin thing with somebody. I can't remember who. They won 6-3, and then last night they beat Saskatoon 4-2. Then they have a tiebreaker. Oh, I'm sorry, it's London versus Saskatoon tonight, playing that match, and then whoever wins that plays Portland in the semifinal, and then it's going to be, the final is going to be Halifax versus the winner of the semifinal. So no matter what, the Halifax Mooseheads are in. And if you're a Moosehead fan, that's great. I have to admit, I like the name Moosehead. If it was just all about the name 100%, I would go for the Mooseheads, no question. In complete news of the weird, I guess in Amherst, New York, federal agents swept through two shopping malls, seizing fake merchandise and shutting down stores. And apparently the Department of Homeland Security is now upset about counterfeit goods because they claim that you are supporting terrorists when you buy these goods. I guess terrorists are in the counterfeit goods business now, and maybe they are, but who isn't? And the Department of Homeland Security now is involved in going through shopping malls and stopping people from selling fake stuff. Thank goodness for the Department of Homeland Security. I've always hated, you know, things like fake Gucci handbags and watches. And now maybe, just maybe, those people will do some time in a prison on an island somewhere without due process because of their treachery and their fakery. One can only hope. Here is a story, though, that I think is pretty interesting. In Bakersfield, California, there was a man who was apparently beaten to death by police officers, David Silva, and some people caught what was going on their cell phones, and they were intimidated and detained by police, unconstitutionally, according to their lawyer, until a warrant could be obtained to take their phones and get the footage. And there's an interesting article on that at photographyisnotacrime.com. And just do a search for confiscated cell phone footage. It should be right up on the front. It's a May 23rd article. But take a look at the video and the video of the attorney, Daniel Rodriguez, speaking about what happened. And it's just interesting. You know, this is something that's going to happen all the time in this country, as police don't want to be recorded, and yet we still have a constitutional right to. The problem with constitutional rights is, it doesn't matter how much of a constitutional right you have when police are there detaining you and harassing you. And look, there are tons of good police out there. We need police in this country. We need law officers. And when I say police are harassing you, I'm not making a blanket statement about anybody. However, there's clearly cases where police officers overstep their authority, and this may be one of them. But anyway, there's going to be a lot of situations where police say things and do things that aren't constitutionally correct because they don't believe people should be recording them. And until the law backs them up, they're wrong. But when you're in that situation and you need to leave and they're not going to let you go until you hand over your camera, like you have a job maybe, or they just intimidate you and scare you into handing it over. You know, people's constitutional rights are great in principle, but in reality, it's not going to work out the way that it should in all cases. And that's why situations like this are kind of interesting and have to be followed. All right, well, enough of that. It's freezing, and I'm going to go change a wheel cylinder because when I was doing my brake pads the other day, guess what? I found out that I had a leaky cylinder, and now I get to replace it. So, yip-de-doo! Woohoo! More bleeding of brakes, and hopefully not of me.